This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria
and Bigless Mountaineer.
And I've been forgetting to do that every single segment thus far tonight. I'm really, really good at my job sometimes. But, you know, I was distracted by just the hilarity of anyone on the supposed liberal side, anyone on the left, cheering at the idea of having a diverse spy agency when you would expect a true liberal to be more about eliminating that spy agency altogether, which is certainly what I would like to see. But then again, there's plenty of arguments that libertarians are, in fact, the real liberal.
As long as you paint a rainbow on the bomb, it's okay to kill brown people with it. It's just science.
That does seem to be, you know, their basic argument. But let's get to the phones. We've got Dustin calling from Kansas, I guess. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I was hoping to explain some ways that this government's an anarchy, atheist, and anti-Christ. For supporting the Tea Party. Anarchy, the military hasn't been able to protect even Kuwait's oil field, the people from Syria's chemical weapons. And if it was Osama bin Laden guilty, that the military's mistake about Saddam Hussein and then not even able to protect Afghanistan, there's the atheist that the government has Amish religion that's supposed to support the animals, and they've got duck meat, turkey meat, dinosaur bites, dino bites, and then blue buffalo about the atheism, and then the Antichrist about the government.
Dustin, have you had a few drinks tonight?
No, I am taking some muscle relaxers, but the Antichrist.
How many?
The government harmed all four races and the females also. But on top of that,
I got a couple of questions here. Okay, hold on. I got a couple of questions. First of all, why should the U.S. military be protecting oil fields in Kuwait or Afghanistan or any of these other places that you mentioned?
That was the intention for George Bush Sr.'s deployment as it was to protect the oil fields, but they were unsuccessful. It was a military mission statement.
Okay. Follow-up question. What does any of this have to do with atheism or the Antichrist?
Yeah, you lost me there.
Antichrist because it has the Amish religion.
Amish religion.
It set up the Amish religion that's supposed to.
The government
help
set up the Amish religion.
It's like Italy, where the founder Michelangelo set up the religion of Catholicism in Italy, or Moses.
So Michelangelo was the founder of Catholicism.
Dustin, thank you so much for the call tonight. Nothing.
How many muscle relaxers did you take?
I don't know how many he took, but I did not take enough to listen to that any further.
Wow. Dino bites? Wait, what?
Isn't that something that gets advertised on our show?
Yeah, I think it's a dog food.
Yes. No,
that's Dynavite.
Oh,
that's Dynavite. Dino bites. Now, is that Flintstone vitamins? Like, what?
Well, he did specifically
like turkey
mention
and Dinobites. It's like, wait, so they're atheist because they are eating dinosaur meat. All right. I'd like to see your sources here.
I would have, I don't want to see his sources that Michelangelo created Catholicism, right? I mean, that was just the pinnacle of things he was saying that didn't make sense. And it was at that point that I was like, okay, yeah, I cannot hear any more of this. I mean, if you want to talk conspiracy theories and how you think there's, you know, this Antichrist takeover going on, whatever, however you wish to characterize it, I'm fine with that. But, you know, make sense with it. I mean, even if you're incorrect, at least be able to string a coherent thought together.
There's absolutely arguments that this government is Antichrist, depending on how you want to define that term.
Well, they are as unchristlike as an organization could get.
Indeed. But those
arguments... But when Christians say the Antichrist, that's not what they mean. I mean, if they were to mean that, then just about every... Not just about every, but... Many, many Christians in the United States would, in fact, be antichrists. Because they're notoriously unchristlike.
There is that. And, I mean, you know, if an antichrist were to show up, I'm sure they'd immediately rocket to the top of government.
Well, let's keep going. We've got Altar, who's listening on KIVA in Albuquerque. Altar, I guess I pronounced that correctly. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you did. That was my former call sign.
Okay, what's on your mind tonight?
Having been a member of the Army's only counterterrorist unit, we don't need to say the name on air. But okay. When it comes to forced vaccinations, I saw this coming right about the time of the COVID outbreak. At the time, I was living with a good friend of mine in the South Valley. And I told her, I said, if the next phase isn't going after people that don't have a tan line on their face showing what good socialists we are by wearing our masks, which we now know they do no good, the next phase is going to be forced vaccinations. Now, my good female friend, she works for Forest Service. She does budgets for them. And, of course, she said, oh, you're crazy. No, that can't happen. I said, no. As I told her, I said, Nola, you don't understand. This, just like when 9/11 happened, if people were smarter, especially people with a Masonic background, they would have seen that that Patriot Act was almost word for word an exact duplicate of the Nazi Constitution of 1933. If you don't believe me, Google it yourself. With these
I can't just Google things, so I'm going to have to take your word for it.
I'm definitely going to be Googling it now. I'll tell you, I would not be surprised if you're right. The USA Patriot Act is like the most disturbing piece of legislation I have ever seen. And that is saying a lot, because I've seen some really disturbing legislation pass.
One of the few things that the film Zeitgeist did correctly, now it did a lot incorrectly, but one of the few things it did correctly was characterize a particular statement that they initially made it seem was said by Adolf Hitler, but in actuality, it turned out to be George W. Bush who had said that. And it's when you see that the reality of what the Bush administration was doing, what they were planning, and what they were actually up to sets in, right? Because those words could have easily come out of Adolf. They would have made total sense coming out of Hitler's mouth, but they didn't. They came out of George W. Bush's mouth.
Well, and right now we are seeing the application of the Patriot Act. Because when that came out, I'm like, guys, are you seeing this? Like, we are all potential, like, they can just label us, and then, boom, all of our rights are gone.
Yeah, and the NDAA of 2012 only exacerbated the problem that allowed them to strip away your U.S. citizenship, whereupon the U.S. Constitution no longer protected you, and you no longer have a right to a trial as a U.S. citizen.
Yep, and now we're just seeing that come to fruition, because I knew they were going to use it against what the so-called domestic terrorists, and okay, well, now they've just labeled you, oh, you didn't vote for the current president? You might be a domestic terrorist then.
Or they go even further, right? I mean, now we have Facebook essentially saying that everyone is a domestic extremist or whatever terminology they use, but beyond that, I forgot what the beyond that part of that actually was. But Altar, thank you so much for the call tonight. It's alarming what the U.S. government gave itself the authority to do, and most people don't really seem to pay any attention to it. But yes, they do. They have given themselves the legal authority to drag you out of your home, throw you in Guantanamo Bay, and keep you there in secrecy, deny you access to attorneys, or just to drop a bomb on your house. They've given themselves that authority. What are your thoughts? Is that right? 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to say thank you to Derek, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a gold-level amplifier, which means that Derek is giving $10 per month to the AMP program. Of course, we don't ask that much. All we ask is $5 per month to join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that we use strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you value the idea of someone being able to call into a nationally syndicated radio show and spewing off about how Michelangelo created Catholicism and how the U.S. government created the Amish religion and they eat turkeys and dinosaurs or whatever, which you may not necessarily value, you may still want to join the AMP program. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Derek, thanks so much.
It's definitely proof of concept. Like, hey, if he can call in here with that, you can call in here with whatever piece of, like, really good information you have come across.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. It wasn't the topic that bothered me or the fact that he was wrong. It was that he was blatantly wrong and he couldn't string a thought together.
Yeah.
I assumed he was drunk, but it turned out he was on muscle relaxers. But it's a shame if someone out there believes that, you know, there is this atheistic takeover thing going on that deals with Amish people and Catholicism and the Antichrist and all that. I would love to hear about it.
Yeah, and that's an interesting combo. Like, you are both atheist and Antichrist.
And Amish.
How? Just how?
I don't know,
like,
man.
Well, and honestly, like, the first part. You know, I he got through the first part, and I really expected him to be about as coherent as your average person is.
It seemed that way at first.
I mean, I'm going to tear apart your argument because I'm used to tearing apart arguments because people don't really think that well because they haven't been trained in things like formal logic. I mean, it used to be that if you were going to receive an actual education, then as a child, as soon as you had learned grammar, you would learn formal logic so that you could actually put arguments together in your head and see if they made sense.
By far the greatest example of how bad the American school system is that nowhere in those 13 years does a person learn the logical absolutes, the foundation of all knowledge and the ability to know a thing never once mentioned in the education system.
Well, and apparently it is just such dangerous information to know when something is a fallacy that they only let the college people learn that, and even then, only some of them.
Yeah, it's all a wreck. And, I mean, the American school system, very clearly not designed to produce intelligent, people capable of independent thought.
Or really anything else, for that matter. Because, I mean, you leave that system after 12 years and you are good for absolutely nothing, which is really unfortunate.
So you brought in this article tonight about Ecuador and Chevron, and evidently Chevron, that's the oil company, they got sued and they lost like a $9.5 billion lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. That they did.
I can imagine this upset them quite a bit. That's a lot of money.
It upset them to the point that they're like, yeah, we're not paying.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're just like, well, screw you, Ecuador?
Pretty much.
Okay.
So their response to this was, your lead guy that was the prosecutor did fraud. That's how you got this. Yeah, it was fraud. It's not that we actually did these things that you very clearly actually did. And it's not that all these people have all these conditions that they clearly actually have. No, it's because this guy paid this guy, and that's why it's fraud, so we're not paying. But it gets so much worse than that.
Well, it couldn't get any better from there.
Right. Yeah, so this is from the American Prospect. The government gave Big Oil the power to prosecute its biggest critic. And for those not terribly familiar with the way our legal system works, people, and for that matter, corporations, are not allowed to charge you with crimes. You can sue someone, that's civil court, but, like, we're not allowed to bring someone up on charges. You and I aren't, and neither is Chevron, except for here.
Well, presumably, if you caught someone committing a crime, you could exercise a citizen's arrest, but even then, you can't actually formally charge them.
Well, I'm not sure if citizens' arrests actually, like, get held up, but, yeah, you definitely cannot charge them with a crime.
You probably have to actually catch them in the act of committing that crime for it to hold up. But I don't know. I've never attempted one. I would just mind my own business unless someone was, you know, being physically hurt.
Yeah, I definitely don't trust our court system to keep me out of jail for keeping people safe by a citizen's arrest.
Excellent point. So let's get into this article. Yeah.
A judge empowered a private law firm to criminally prosecute Chevron's nemesis. And now the firm has admitted it worked directly for Chevron.
Hold on. So they hired a private attorney to actually create criminal charges against who exactly?
Against the human rights lawyer that had just won the case in Ecuador.
Okay. So
yeah, this is like the weirdest story, because like this particular article is like five layers deep in investigating this thing, but it's like, wow, just. So
it sounds like a mess.
Oh, it is an absolute mess.
I mean, anytime you have a giant oil company able to hire an attorney to not sue someone, but to bring criminal charges against them,
mm-hmm.
there's very clearly a problem or a breakdown in whatever court system they use.
Well, and so here's the thing. This judge couldn't get the federal prosecutor to take the case. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. So instead of, well, I guess we can't do it then, he hires this private prosecutor to do the case.
And the private prosecutor agrees. So, I mean, presumably it's legal in Ecuador to hire a private prosecutor?
Well, no, this is all in the U.S. So this is all after the Ecuador case had already been, like, they did the whole case in Ecuador. Chevron loses. They owe $9.5 billion to all of these people that have these medical conditions from them, like, just digging pits to pour oil into. And they're like, no, we're going to sue you in the American federal court for fraud. And that means we won't have to pay.
Does the article get into any of this backstory? Because I have no idea what any of this is about.
Like I said, this thing is deep. And like one of the articles that I had to do to get here was how the federal judge didn't disclose the fact that he owns a bunch of Chevron stock, as well as a bunch of other oil company stock. And that's the thing. Like, if you find out that these oil companies are actually going to be held accountable for the terrible things that they do, then the oil company stocks, all of them, become a little less safe.
So let's make sure I understand this correctly. Chevron was sued in Ecuador. They lost the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And the human rights attorney that, you know, argued for the prosecutors or the plaintiff, whatever.
Yep. One Stephen Donziger.
Chevron is now attempting to impose criminal charges against by using a private prosecutor in the United States.
Appointed by a federal judge in the U.S., yeah.
Wow, this mess only gets worse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this? How do you fix a system that's that corrupt? Or do you even bother? 603-283-6160 is the call line. You can weigh in. 603-283-6160.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Dozens of wildfires continue to burn in the western United States as the region deals with another heat wave. Excessive heat warnings have been issued in six states, with millions baking under record high temperatures. The Beckwith Complex fire in eastern California is now the largest in the state, having burnt more than 86,000 acres. The U.S. Forest Service says it's only around 8% contained and threatening to cross into Nevada. And the death toll in the condominium tower collapse in Surfside, Florida has risen to 90 as crews continue to uncover more victims. Officials say that 31 people are still potentially unaccounted for as crews search through the rubble of the 12-story building for the 18th day. Authorities say they've been able to identify 62 of the 90 victims so far. You're listening to USA Radio News. The CDC says it's concerned about the rapid spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus, especially through communities with low rates of vaccination. Some areas in the Midwest are seeing the Delta strain account for 80% of new cases of COVID. With the spread of Delta in some areas, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he doesn't understand the amount of hesitancy to get vaccinated against the virus. The chief White House medical advisor tells CBS's Face the Nation that many countries envy the U.S.'s abundance of vaccines.
When you hear people at rallies talking, don't get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated, it doesn't make any sense because we're talking about a public health issue that is life-saving for you, your family, as well as your community. So you're right, we are in a very difficult position. We have more vaccines in this country than we know what to do with. Everybody and anybody can get vaccinated, and we have people throughout the world who would do anything to get vaccinated because they appreciate the importance of safeguarding their health. So it's a very, very frustrating situation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And we're just now getting into, after two relatively humorous stories, we're now getting into one that's humorous for entirely different reasons.
Yeah.
Just because the level of insanity that it's operating at is unparalleled.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, this is the kind of story that you pull out of a dystopian cyberpunk novel about how the corporations have taken over the government.
So to recap, because it's a mess, Chevron did some stupid stuff like oil companies tend to do, and they destroyed some environments and maybe poisoned a few hundred thousand people. You know, your typical big oil company stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they got sued for it, which is relatively unusual. I don't think BP has ever gotten sued for any of the environmental destruction they've caused.
It is unusual, and that's the thing. This is why he like sued them in Ecuador, because Ecuador doesn't have the same level of protectionism for corporations that we do here in the U.S.
I assumed it happened in Ecuador because Ecuador was the country where this damage took place in.
Right. Okay. In this case, yeah, that's absolutely correct.
But it's Chevron, so there's probably a handful of companies or a dozen countries, excuse me, where they, you know, could bring similar.
That's exactly my point. I mean, they're doing this kind of, you know, poisoning the ever-loving crap out of people all over the world. But, I mean, in the U.S., when they poison people, and you can prove that they've poisoned people, it just never sees its day in court.
No, I recall reading about Bayer, the aspirin company. They make a number of other, you know, pharmaceuticals as well. They released some tainted aspirin that had, I think, HIV particles in it. It gave people HIV if they took it. And they realized this. But instead of destroying the medication, they shipped it off and sold it in South American countries, knowingly, because they just didn't want to eat that loss, right?
Right.
And they were never sued for this. They never had criminal charges brought against them for this. They were 100% protected by the American government.
And this is what happens when you have corporations. It acts as a legal shield.
And, yes, someone made the decision to send this HIV-infected aspirin to South America. That person is criminally liable for that.
Honestly, the people or person, because it's usually like a board kind of decision, every person that was involved in that decision needs to go to jail.
Yes, because they knowingly gave people aspirin that they knew was going to cause HIV.
Yeah, you knowingly poisoned people with a virus. That is a criminal act. You go to jail for that.
So, and that's typical for these giant corporations. You know, mm-hmm. they all engage in this sort of evil behavior. Mm-hmm. Chevron, of course, is one of these mega oil companies that just wreaks havoc on environments and on local populations, and they don't care.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the incentives are all in the wrong direction, because the board that decided to do that, they didn't lose any money. Even if you sue the company that did this, because obviously they're not getting prosecuted, and the individuals that made the decision aren't getting prosecuted, but even suing them, it's the company that loses the money, not the people that actually made the decision. So why would they be responsible when you have a setup like this?
Yeah, it's all the more reason that we should abolish the corporate system.
Absolutely.
Sure. So they were sued for $9.5 billion. Yep. They lost the lawsuit in Ecuador.
Yeah, it gets into this. So in recent years, the American... trigger warning, a little bit of leftiness here. They're going to talk about the climate crisis, and I think that's nonsense. But in recent years, the American government has given fossil fuel industry hundreds of billions of dollars in subsidies and opened up wide swaths of public land for drilling. Now, as the climate crisis worsens, a federal judge has given a private corporate law firm with ties to the fossil fuel companies the power to criminally prosecute one of the industry's biggest foes, a lawyer who notched one of history's biggest legal victories against a major oil company. In 2011, Stephen Donziger led the legal team that secured a $9.5 billion judgment against Chevron for polluting the Amazon rainforest in Ecuador. Chevron has not paid that claim, and last year a judge appointed a private law firm to criminally prosecute Donziger for a contempt charge in a countersuit filed by Chevron in federal court in Manhattan.
So how's that for your separation of powers, right, where a judge can just appoint a prosecutor from a private law firm, which, of course, ends up, we learn later, that the judge has significant shares of Chevron stock, and the prosecutor, this private law firm, was pretty much working directly for Chevron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if anyone out there wants to dig into this, do some Googling. That's Donziger is the guy who's getting hit with all of this. And, like, it is just crazy because, like, it turns out the Chevron people actually got the idea to sue him for this from this federal judge. And then when they do sue him for this, the federal judge, like, insists that he oversee it instead of it, you know, going to the random pool like it's supposed to.
So in the United States, if you're close enough with a judge, mm-hmm. or the judge has invested enough money in your corporation,
mm-hmm.
you can have this judge appoint a private attorney and bring charges
mm-hmm.
against someone you don't like.
Your private attorney, as it turns out.
That is fascism, if I've ever heard it.
Absolutely.
Or corporatism, or however you wish to characterize it. At any rate, it needs to be brought to an immediate end.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, he brought this to a federal prosecutor first. The federal prosecutor said, no, I'm not going to prosecute that. So instead of like, oh, well, guess we can't do anything. No. Instead, he hires Chevron's lawyers to prosecute on behalf of the federal government.
So what are they trying to prosecute this guy for?
Fraud and contempt of court.
But Chevron is the one refusing to pay $9.5 billion in the so they are guilty of contempt of court in Ecuador.
Yep.
But they don't. Now, how is this guy guilty of contempt of court?
So they charged him with fraud, which, like, it's another one of those weird things where it's like, this is way beyond your jurisdiction, because, like, what they are charging him with was basically, like, doing a setup for the court in Ecuador. So, in theory, he defrauded the Ecuadorian court, which isn't a matter you should see in the U.S. at all anyway.
No, that's something you would take to the Ecuadorian court.
Right. So this Donziger guy, he appeals this fraud charge because, obviously, that's ridiculous. And because he appeals it, he gets slapped with a contempt of court charge.
What?
Yes.
So he was hit with fraud in the United States government by being prosecuted by a private law firm appointed by a judge on behalf of Chevron because this guy beat them in Ecuador, was found guilty, presumably, of fraud, and appealed it. Well, was hit with contempt of court charges for appealing the decision.
Yeah, hit with contempt of court for making an appeal.
That's not a precedent that anyone should allow to stand.
It hasn't happened before. It's completely bizarre to be hit with contempt of court for filing an appeal.
Well, contempt of court, can you appeal the contempt of court? I don't think you can, because nothing in the legal system actually gives judges the legal authority to hold people in contempt. This is considered an inherent power of a judge.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no actual check or balance against it. If you get hit with a contempt of court charge, you're just screwed.
Yeah.
There's no appeal process because the judge has decided that you're in contempt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is contempt, Your Honor? Is filing an appeal? Really?
Apparently.
That's scary. That's not a good precedent.
Yeah. No, this is absolutely terrifying. And, I mean, if this keeps going through unchallenged, you know it's going to get expanded.
What are your thoughts on this? Should we allow contempt of court to even stand? And if it's going to exist, shouldn't there be some sort of appeal process that, you know, you don't take to a judge because a judge is going to disagree with whatever the previous judge said? 603-283-6160. You're welcome to weigh in. It's...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria
and Peakless Mountaineer,
and we're getting into this mess of Chevron and Ecuador and just blatant open corruption on the part of U.S. officials, especially this judge, the only person I've heard.
K-A-P-L-A-N, and oh, wow, is this guy corrupt.
The only person in this story who isn't corrupt that I've heard about so far, other than the guy who's being hit, charged with all of this nonsense, is probably the prosecutor who declined to bring charges against this guy in the first place. So,
yeah,
so good on that prosecutor.
Yeah, and I need to make a little correction here. So what he was appealing, so... when he got charged with this stuff, they demanded to see his, they demanded that he turn over his laptop and his cell phone. And he's like, no, that has sensitive information on all of my clients that I just represented. I'm not going to turn it over because you think I have fraud here. So he appealed that demand.
Okay.
And his appeal of the demand of his cell phone and laptop that has all this sensitive information on his clients, the fact that he appealed that is what got him slapped with contempt of court.
That's still horrifying.
It's absolutely bizarre. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. Like, you are allowed to make a, if you fill out the darn paperwork the way you're supposed to, the way that you went to the really expensive school to learn how to do it, that's specifically how you don't get a contempt of court charge.
It sounds like the judge should hold himself in contempt, because it sounds like he's the one with contempt for the legal process. And, of course, I'm no fan of the legal process myself, but I'm also not a judge sworn to uphold it and to obey it.
Mm-hmm.
But the judge here has done some extremely unorthodox things, including basically seeking a private law firm after a guy and allowing this private law firm to prosecute him and then hold him in contempt.
Yeah, and like this is the first time I have ever heard of a private law firm representing the federal government. I didn't know that was possible.
It shouldn't be possible. The U.S. government has no shortage of attorneys. Let one of them do it. And if you can't find one of them to do it, that's probably your indicator that you shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm. But I guess this judge is like, nope, you don't get to second guess my decisions. I'll just outsource this to a company that works for Chevron. Right. That's justice.
Extremely high levels of corruption here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, there's another like whole branch of this where he like hires his buddies to take the disposition and they
charge. What does that mean? I'm not a legal person.
Right. So, the disposition is like the sort of initial like gathering information and making your plea kind of stuff.
Okay.
So he hires his, and this is just a whole branch. Kaplan, Judge Kaplan, okay. Hires a couple of his old buddies from law school. One of whom is charging a quote unquote discounted rate of $630 per hour, and the other one who is charging so much that they won't let you know how much it is.
And $630 per hour, that's the discounted rate.
That's the discounted rate. And it's a small enough bill that they'll let you know how much it is.
Just, I'm trying to put this into perspective based on, you know, my experience with attorneys. I've gotten significantly more experience with attorneys in the last year than one would like. I have yet to encounter any attorney that asks for pay like that.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're friends to a federal judge. And so, yeah, he appoints them as, I love these titles, special masters. That is literally...
Hold on, what?
Special master is literally the title that you get to do this.
To take down the disposition?
Yes.
Okay, is that always the title, or is that because they're charging $630 per hour?
Well, when you bring someone...
And what is that discounted from?
I know, right?
It's got to be down from $700, a 10% discount.
Yeah, there you go.
That's got to be it. Still, $700 per hour. I mean, but when you're a multi-billion dollar oil company and you lose a $9.5 billion lawsuit, now keep in mind that this isn't going to change the outcome of their lawsuit in Ecuador. It's just going to punish the guy who won the suit against them.
Exactly.
Which is what they want because they're a big oil company. They're used to getting their way.
But it gives the oil company something to point to say, see, we don't have to pay it because it was not obtained correctly.
But it seems that it was, right? Because, and if they have any issue with the way that this case played out, then they should appeal it in Ecuador, not in the United States court system. And they certainly shouldn't go out completely outside of the lawsuit part of the American justice system.
Oh, and I'm certain beyond a shadow of a doubt that they tried to appeal it in Ecuador, and Ecuador said no. So they're like, well, I'm not going to pay this. How do I do damage control on the fact that I'm not going to pay this? Oh, well, our clients will trust the U.S. Federal court system more than the Ecuadorian court system, so I'll just get them to say that they were making the wrong decision.
And that is, who knows how all of this is ultimately going to play out, but is there more on this?
Oh, there's so much more.
Because it's just layers of corruption
being
battered against this guy, ultimately because he was successful in suing Chevron for, you know, destroying the environment in Ecuador.
And causing an enormous number of people an enormous number of medical problems, and a lot of whom died from them.
So Chevron killed people in Ecuador, and this guy brought a lawsuit against them and won.
Mm-hmm. And they said, no, we are above the law of Ecuador, and we're going to use our contacts in the law in the U.S. to sort of do damage control on the fact that we're just not going to pay you.
So what's next in this story of corruption and lies?
Let's see here. Right. Private law firm to criminally prosecute Don Ziger for contempt charge in a countersuit filed by Chevron in federal court in Manhattan. That law firm, Seward & Kissel LLP, has represented Chevron itself as recently as 2018, according to recent court documents. Put another way, the government has taken the extraordinary step of giving prosecutorial power to a law firm that has worked for Chevron, and is allowing that prosecutorial power to be aimed at Chevron's chief adversary, who has been under house arrest for 332 days. Now, this is a very old article at this point. It's been over 700 days that he's been under house arrest for this nonsense.
Why is he under house arrest?
Because he's clearly a threat. He might go defrauding people. We can't let him, like, you know, get groceries without permission.
That's insane that Chevron would even have the ability to weaponize the U.S. court system against someone in this capacity.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk a lot about how evil corporations are and how the lines between corporations and governments have just completely gotten merged, but... erased. This isn't even erasing those lines. This is one entity actively becoming the other entity. If Chevron can do this, then there's nothing stopping any other corporation from doing it. And just like that, we're not being ruled by the, quote, rule of law, whatever, however that may or may not exist in the United States. We're being ruled by corporations that can just get their buddy judge who they go golfing with to hire to appoint their preferred attorney. To say, oh yeah, this is the attorney that we used 2 years ago, and the judge says, okay, that's the attorney we're going to use here. We're going to prosecute this guy who had the audacity to sue you and to beat you in court.
Yeah, and I mean, usually there's
this judge should be in prison.
Oh, I could not agree more. And I mean, usually these companies are at least
after a fair trial.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, by my personal preference, tarred and feathered after a trial,
which is worth pointing out is not lethal. And it doesn't even have to cause harm. You can use cold tar.
Yeah, there you go.
But see, that was something
nice
I didn't
and embarrassing
know.
Because you have made yourself look like this.
See, I didn't know that when they said pour hot tar on people, I thought it was this boiling hot tar that I thought it killed them. But in fact, almost no one died from it. It was just it was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even use cold tar and cause not even any sort of burn whatsoever.
There you go.
So I didn't know that, but that was something I learned recently.
But yeah, he needs to be tried and he needs to be punished for this, for being Chevron, for being the extended arm of a corporation instead of a government.
What are your thoughts? How do we address this extremely high level of corruption? This is...
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.